if it wasn't for Big Fatty, one of those stories, then, well, I wouldn't be named Melissa the Confused, and the show probably would still be floundering with a weird name. So, yay! Congrats, Big Fatty. Everybody in the room is saying congratulations to Big Fatty.
Yeah.
Oh, Mag says our Vegas show was awesome. Thank you, Mag. Thank you. Yes, I love that music, too. Mag says that he loves that music. I don't know why, but every time I hear that Big Fatty music, I'm like, oh, like... It's just funny to me, and I don't even know why, because there's nothing. It's just very short, and it's him saying, it's, you know, it's me, Big Fatty. But yeah, I love it.
It is. It's catchy.
I love it. Love it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know why, but every time I hear Big Fatty, I'm like, oh.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is. The Fat One, and this is episode 3745 of the BFO for Monday the 13th of June 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my weekend over the Big Fatty. Says Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're relaxers, and I think you know why. Because, y'all, Big Fatty is back from his extended weekend over there at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. And, y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. I'll have the details for you as we go along. Yes, Big Fatty, sort of the blow-by-blow. Well, I'll have the details for you. Yes, Big Fatty, but, y'all, before we do that, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I got to say, y'all, today, the 13th of June, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two. Well, we have one and a half celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, one and a half, I'll explain. All will be explained. Y'all, our main celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, I've met this person many times out there at y'all at my meet and greet out there at the Ratland out there in the Anaheim. Oh yes, Big Fatty, they always have those Anaheims for sale out there. What's an Anaheim? I don't know. You're the one that brought it up. Okay, but anyway, and y'all then at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. She was always so helpful with doing our dinners at the why can I never remember that name of that restaurant? Maybe it'll come to me, but not probably not. But it's like the firehouse. It's not the firehouse. And anyway. Oh, it was the diner-type restaurant. Y'all, it was always delicious and always helped out at Pride 48 out there. Y'all used to do the little show, The Inked, Blind, and Confused. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we love that little show. And she also did the Last Ovation. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, she's saving your episode for when you're ready to go to glory. Oh, Big Fatty's squeaky sheepy's ready. Anyway, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Melissa the Confused. Big Fatty, we love Melissa the Confused. We do indeed. And y'all, then our half celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, this person have known for many years. Y'all, I've been to his studio up there in northern Mexico. Y'all met him face to face out there in Las Wages. Used to do the Underpants show. Y'all, it is his summer birthday. Y'all, I'm talking about the Turnip Head. Big Betty, we love the Turnip Head. So y'all, if you see Melissa the Confused or Turnip Head, wish him a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
So y'all, last time I spoke to you was Wednesday when I recorded the Thursday and the Friday shows. Y'all, I recorded the Friday one early because, you know, I was going to be over there at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. But y'all, one thing that I forgot to mention about the Von's East on last Wednesday. Y'all, you know, I was talking about customer service last week, and y'all, I had two things that happened to me that it was just pure kindness, and both of them just made me feel very special. Big Fatty, y'all special. You ride that little short bus. Oh, no. Big Fatty short bus used to ride Turnip Head. Oh, never mind. Anyway, y'all, I had mentioned that I had bought a couple of birthday kids. And y'all, you know how they'll scan them and then they'll set them up on the little counter where you used to write your checks? And y'all, I walked out and left them sitting there, and y'all, walked out to the car with my bags. Big Fatty, I didn't know Granny and not the reusable bags. Well, Big Fatty, isn't Granny reusable? Well, anyway, y'all, I'm putting them in the car, and all of a sudden I see this bag boy running towards me with the cards going, Big Fatty, you forgot your cards! And y'all, that was just so kind it was one of the managers that opened a line. It was beginning to get backed up, and he walked by Big Fatty and says, I'll take you over on number five. And Big Fatty, what did you think? Well, he could take me. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. So he had sent the bag boy running out there, go find that old fat thing and give him his cards. And y'all, it was just kind of just lovely. Y'all, Wednesday, y'all, we had some heavy rain. Heavy, heavy, heavy rain on hump day of last week. This is after I had recorded, and young Nicholas stopped by. Y'all, actually, I was on my way over to the Sam's Club to fill up Ruby Red with the petroleum. Y'all, $4.39 a gallon is what I paid. Y'all couldn't believe it. $60-something to fill up Ruby Red. Y'all, young Nicholas, as I was driving away, my camera went off, and it was young Nicholas at the front door, called him and says, where are you? And he says, I'm in front of your house. I said, I know, but don't go anywhere. I'm coming to get you. He goes, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, I picked him up, and we both went over and got the petroleum and caught up a little bit, and then came back here, and he had a cocktail. And, y'all, then he took that box razor that I had bought a while back, and he took the fat head down to the bone, down to the skin, and y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. Y'all got up on Thursday morning, and did my nipple walk. Wanted to get my nipple walk in before I went over to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. And so I did that. And y'all, while I was listening, old Veda is putting out old episodes of the LFC on Thursday. I think he's calling them Throw Up Thursday. And y'all, if you need to regurgitate, I would suggest listening to these. Y'all, they're absolutely out of control. On the one I listened to this past Thursday, y'all, they had DJ David J, the Gay Trucker, on there. And y'all, he was talking about how he loved to go to the Olive Hut. Big Fatty, I didn't know Olive had a hut. No, not that Olive. But y'all, he loved to get the blue cheese stuffed olives. And y'all, he just went on and on and on about the Olive Hut. And y'all, then he was talking about how he loved to go to ribs.com. Well, y'all, when I got back from the nipple walk, I just had to I had to go. Y'all, olivehut.com is no longer with us. Big Fatty, cue the bagpipes. No, but ribs.com is still there. And y'all, the ribs looked awfully good on there. I finished my packing, got my shirt, and I was off. I was off to the horror. Y'all got there. I don't know. It's probably about. I left about 11:30 somewhere in there. A little bit later than expected, but oh, I know why. 'Cause my brother called as I was getting ready to walk out the door, and he is long in the tooth, as they say, but we had a nice little visit. And anyway, got over there, got checked into my room, got the special chaya set up, and was just piddling around. And Chris is recording. I'm pulling the limousine around to take you to the Capri Lounge. I said, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, we went over there. Y'all, I've been having the margaritas when I go over there. And, y'all, they're really quite good. And I am, as they say, pulling a Durwood. By the way, y'all, Durwood has tested negative. He is over the COVID, which is more than we can say for old Cricket Hat. Y'all, I don't know what the long-term side effects or the long COVID side effects are, but y'all, I think Daniel Bieber said that he was losing his hair. Big Fatty, when Crooked Hat doesn't have to worry about that. Anyway, got over there. And, that evening, I had a gentleman call us stop, but I'm not going to play the music because it's, you know, it's horror weekend. But, this one is kind of a semi, he's more the modern day Snake. He lives over there and, in the RV park, I believe. And, anytime he sees Big Fatty, he's like, Herbert Fatty, I'm gonna come visit you. I said, thank you for calling. And, so he came by, and y'all, we both had to just lay there and catch our breaths. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like a Monday for Mr. Cackle. Well, it's true. Speaking of Mr. Cackle, y'all, he got him an Apple clock. And so now, y'all, he is, I am Mr. Close My Rings Cackle. Close My Rings Cackle. And anyway, Mr. Cackle, just a bit of advice, leave it on when you're having the humpity bumpity, because, you know, that gets your heart rate up, and, you know, it's always good to burn those calories. And it was a quiet evening. I Nothing other than the gentleman callers and all. And I had another one that wanted to come by and try out the special chaya, the 25-year-old. Oh, it's lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. Y'all got up on Friday morning, and y'all, as one does, if you've ever been to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, it's a tradition to head over to the Sunrise Cafe. Y'all, they just do a good brufkus. It's just a small little place. Yeah, they got the Fox News on in the back and everything. But it's always crowded, but it's always good. And y'all, the waitress comes up to me and she says, "Coffee and water, right?" I said, "Yes." And I said, "I'm gonna have the country ham, Big Fatty. Did you spell it C-U?" It did not spell it C-U-N-T. Country ham, scrambled eggs, and I'm going to have the brufkus potatoes with add bacon and cheese to that. And she goes, "And rye toast, right?" I said, How do you remember that? She goes, "I don't know, but I said, it's absolutely rye toast." Y'all, this is another one of those. I don't know that it falls under customer service, but y'all, it's nice that people remember little things like that. It's like walking into a bar and they're like, "Oh yes, you're going to have the Tanqueray and tonic, two limes," and you know, it's just a nice feeling. And so y'all, after that, one moment please, I got my hot tea here. After that, I y'all, we had a meeting, 10 o'clock meeting with the Pwn Stars and everybody there at the resort and everything, just to go over what was going on and when it was happening and all that kind of stuff. And it was nice. Y'all, it was the first chance Big Fatty had to see the Pwn Stars face to face. Y'all, two of them were from Miami. One of them was from Fort Lauderdale. One was from somewhere in Tennessee. Big Fatty, maybe Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee knows it. Well, I don't know, maybe. And I think he's up near Knoxville or somewhere like that, but it's a small town. And then one was from the Washingtons, D.C. And y'all, is just lovely to see them. They did have the clothes on, though, and so it was some anticipation. Big Fatty, you're running out of time. Well, y'all, I guess I'll have to tell you about the rest of the weekend on Tamari's Little Show. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh dear, guys, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely Monday. Y'all, since I'm going on the vacay on Saturday with the Nep and Flo and Olive, y'all, I had to move Hortensia up, and so she's coming today, Monday, a week ahead of schedule, as they say. So, At least the villa will be smelling well. Big Fatty, you'll have it stunk up before you get back. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday girl, Melissa the Confused. And Melissa, any fond memories of Big Fatty?
I don't know why, but every time I hear Big Fatty, I'm like, oh.
Oh, that is so sweet, and I still don't remember the name of that restaurant.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.